in the most beautiful field in bright colors, it sometimes happens that bad or evil things take place. But from far, the field looks so calm and pretty. So did anyone really notice it? Yes, sometimes painful things happen, but no one seemed to notice or understand. Because sometimes what is hurting is covered up and never seen. We move in the field of life. It changes constantly. I think we can all relate to both good and bad. But today we hear two will be on the field. One will be taken and one will be left. What's good and loving will be completely parted from what's bad and evil one day, because it will all be out in the open. Good and loving actions that no one saw or understood will be lifted up. And what was painful but got covered up or minimized will be noticed. One day, everything will be out in the open. Is that a scary thought? I don't think so. I sense justice. Because who will be judging? Well, it is the 1st of December. The decorations are there in the streets for a reason. And in that we are reminded, it is the same loving God who soon will be meeting us among stars and angels who will be there at the time of judgment. We will be singing differently in a few weeks. But today I can't help myself from humming a bit on a powerful judgment hymn. I don't think that Jesus ever has as a main goal to scare us. But Jesus' words about judgment are there, and I want them to be there. I believe we need them to be there. Because as our lives are important to God, Jesus' words about judgment can be important to us already when moving on the fields of life here. The thought of judgment can already in this life raise us up, even when loving actions were never noticed or swept away on dark, stormy fields, because they are seen by God. The thought about judgment can already in this life help us believe in love and goodness, even when nobody sees our pain, even when hurt is covered up, because they are seen by God. The judgment tells us so. We need to hear about judgment, even in December. And speaking about judgment, we need December month, where outside a huge city will soon be like a field of lights and glitter almost everywhere. A little broken tree. But someone noticed it and made it shine again as an image of the judgment and as a whispering promise of mercy and love. There's mercy and love for a new world. One day, at the end of time, but also already tomorrow. Amen.